everybody. This is Girl That Part, a podcast for and about Black women and how to just take care of yourself as you're going through life. I'm Lori Angeli. I am the CEO and founder of All Buttered Up, a luxury skincare company that specializes in whipped scented shea body butter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kisha Roberts-Tabb, the community doc. I am the owner and CEO of the RTA Group, and I am a human trafficking specialist and advocate who represents the voiceless and those with few choices.
Well, hello. My name is Shania Johnson, and I am a management consultant by day, diversity and inclusion warrior by night. I focus on diversity and inclusion for corporate entities and trying to innovate while being inclusive.
And we are your hosts for Girl That Part. So we like to start every episode with some internet ignorance. Now, for those of you who are listening who are Uber proper, that was not pronounced the wrong way. It was intended. Ignorance and ignorance are two different things. Ignorance is when you know better, but you choose to do it anyway. Ignorant is the lack of knowledge. So, Kisha, can you start us off with your piece of internet ignorance?
Yes. So, when you know better and you do it anyway, boo to the LA Lakers for even taking a federal loan. That's my ignorant. Okay, so today they returned $4.6 million in federal loan grant program. But my question is, why would the Lakers need a small business loan, a federal loan, or anything? They have the highest grossing sales of any NBA franchise, and yet someone thought. So I don't even know who's more ignorant. Is it the Lakers for taking it or whoever granted them this loan?
That part.
That part. Like, honestly, this is a paycheck protection program. I'm sorry. I just don't see the Lakers needing that. When you have small...
paycheck protected?
No. Nah. I mean, like, really, you have small businesses that's literally about to shut down because they cannot afford not only to pay their workers, but to pay the bills or anything else. And someone in a federal loan program thought that the LA Lakers needed $4.6 million. I'm so done with that. So that's my internet ignorance for the day.
That was good. That was good. I wasn't ready.
Now, to be fair, they did pay for the funeral.
The one funeral.
They paid for Kobe's funeral? Mm-hmm.
Kobe's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know how much money Kobe made him?
Right. That part.
That was not a payment. They didn't pay him. They paid for that. They just returned some of the money he made them.
Indeed.
I was just trying to come up with
it's ignorant.
With a solution.
I'm sorry. Really. On all parts.
All of them.
Not all just that them. Part. All parts.
I like it.
Okay, Janaea, what you got?
Oh my gosh. I think I'm still kind of in shock from using disinfectant as a mechanism to combat COVID, Rona, the Rona, Corona, all the names.
The COVID.
The vid. Disinfected and extreme heat, which just seems like a lot mixed together.
Inside your body.
Inside, underneath your skin, inside your body, ingested, with your organs. Injected, all the
inhaled.
Way. Inhaled.
Give me that stuff. Let me think. What drugs do he take?
Right.
My thing is, I don't... you know what? That just gave me an instant headache because... There's so much wrong with this. So much, I say.
But where do you start?
You can't. I can't. I'm exhausted before I begin. Even trying to organize the noise around it in my head. I'm done. Who stands and just spews
lies?
Sophistry. You understand? Sophistry is what it is.
I didn't. Oh, I'm thank you, 45. This is one thing I can thank him for, giving me an opportunity to use that word. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would ever be able to just slide it into conversation. Oh my God, that was the dumbest ever. I was like, no, he didn't say it. That didn't happen.
And then they played it back 3 times.
And played it back.
Uh-huh.
And he did in his defense. Oh Lord, we doing
he
that?
He was just joking.
He was being sarcastic.
He was being sarcastic. And I didn't want to tell anyone that dumb people don't know how to be sarcastic. So you meant every word of that. You have to have a certain intellect to be sarcastic that he don't possess. But okay, I'll go with that if that's your story.
If that's your story, that's also always your way out. I was joking. I was being sarcastic. No, you weren't.
Lies.
All lies. All the lies in Liveville.
I think we got a glue sniffer in the White House. Anybody that think you could sniff disinfectant, then sniff something else.
I agree.
The motion passed. that took me out, and I'm still reeling from it because, and this is not my internet ignorance. I'm just reeling from that because the CDC's calls and incidents went up.
Yes.
The CDC had to issue a statement. Do not do this.
Which now makes me wonder, like, who?
Who what? I'm waiting for it. Let me hear it.
I just want to see the person who called the CDC and said, so listen, I got this bottle of Clorox over here. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, like, should I put a capful in my coffee? 2 capfuls?
The same people that voted for him?
That part.
I can't. I cannot.
Listen. So, oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm really trying today. I'm trying. I had a list of things because it was so many things that was out there that either one of you all could have really said, right? So I was like, which one? Let me make a list so I don't repeat it. Because so many things have happened this weekend. So... what's the worst though? So mine is like, okay. So I'm gonna get y'all two. Y'all can get a three. We just gonna talk about all of these real quick.
Okay.
First of all, Amanda Seales, actress, political activist, comedian, singer, whatever. She was on her podcast, and she was telling a story about how she was in Target. And she was asking the lady, "This, you know, can I get 6 feet? Okay. And the lady accosted her. Mm. And then said, as she was verbally accosting her, she's like, I should spit on you.
Mm.
And it's not unique to Amanda's other videos. Was this happening around the nation, right? Where people are literally getting into it with people because they want 6 feet. We're supposed to be 6 feet apart. This is social distancing. So for me, my sense, like, this was something I was like, oh, this is real ignorant. Real ignorant. It wasn't funny ignorant. It was just real ignorant.
Okay. I don't know why people are having a hard time with the distance issue.
I don't either.
I get eyes rolled at me, everything. It's bad. I really should just use Instacart more. Because I have a real issue with individuals that I don't care if you respect your life, but respect mine.
Please. Please.
You do what you want with your own breath.
Please, thank you. I ain't said none of you because you ain't got on no mask. Just don't come near me. I'm going to go the other way. And give me my 6 feet, no pressure.
So you didn't go to the house party on the west side?
I was waiting.
That was next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just felt disrespected. I wasn't invited.
Oh.
With mask on. They partied all night with mask.
Hey.
Not all
they
of
got
them.
Half the message. They got half the message.
Not all, most of them didn't, though. That's the thing. That was the floor you saw. They had on the mask. The other floors in the hallways and the stairways, they did not have a mask.
So can I ask the question, who has a house on the west side that can hold 1,000 people?
There are lots of large houses on the west side.
The houses are very large on the west side.
Yeah. Oh, I need to.
Very old, large, beautiful brick houses.
Yeah.
I'm living downtown and
I can barely get through my front door with a Target bag,
let alone have
1,000 people in the house.
So you low-key feel like you live in Manhattan, is what you're saying.
Right? Okay. I live in a box. Okay. I live in a very expensive box.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just, my whole eyes have been opened.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ride down Central, you will be amazed at how huge they like plantation style homes.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
They are. Like, sometimes they look like single family homes, but they're like three apartments. But they're like full apartments, too. Like families for generations. That's just how it was done. But yeah. So the house party happened where there were 1,000 people in a Chicago home on the west side, partying, drinking behind each other, smoking, imbibing, having a good time.
Thotting and bopping.
Thotting and bopping.
That's your thing, Janae.
Thotting and bopping.
But now, here's the thing.
When the mayor rolls up with her clipboard, and you are on punishment until 2025, I don't want to hear no mess.
Because Auntie Lori is not playing with none of us.
None of us.
And that's the part they not get.
Yes.
She's not playing.
No, not at all. Not at all. And it's also the thing is, I understand what the old folks used to say now that I'm part of the old folks.
Wait, when does that turn? Like, what's the cutoff?
You'll know. It'll just happen. And you'll know.
my hip is already bad, so I guess I'm there.
You might be there.
I guess I'm there.
But the old folks should say, you know, young people don't know nothing and don't want to know nothing, right? Because scientific studies have said that fear doesn't kick in until after 25. And if I look back at my life before I was 25, I would say that that is true. I would say that that is true. So you've had this feeling of like you're invincible, you know, you want to buck the system, blah, blah, blah. But I do not understand it when you see that people are dying like flies. 20 days max. If you're going to make it, 20 days. Okay? You're probably going to be gone in 20 days. So I don't understand that. And I don't understand this respect for life and authority and just common sense. The abandonment of common sense is what gets me. The other part is the last segue into the Illinois Republican downstate who decided he was going to sue Illinois governor for extending the stay-at-home order.
Not just extending it, but taking it too far.
Taking it too damn far. Okay? They're far, but sir, you went past the line. There's a line and you went past.
You did too much.
Okay? And I'm like, really, sir? But when he filed, get this was the funniest part to me. He filed, but the lawsuit only said him. It didn't say the state of Illinois. It said
that's
him.
A mess.
So
that
he
is
can go
a mess.
Back to work. He can go and be out. He said, I'm tired of being in the house. And he can go.
That is a mess.
That's a whole mess and a half.
I think everybody's losing their mind.
Because you don't like to be told that you can't do something. Like, even homebodies are like, well, I want to be able to go outside. I don't.
Do you think that's what it is, or do you think people are becoming so uncomfortable? People have become so uncomfortable with themselves. That staying at home makes you look at yourself.
I think it's all of the above. I think anything we want to throw out there, I think it's all of those things, right? I think that people use outside to escape. Yeah. I think people use busy to escape life and not deal with themselves.
Now, I agree.
A little secret is you can escape yourself inside your house.
Wait a minute. That was deep. break that down.
You can escape yourself inside your house. Just don't deal with none of your stuff. Get lost in an idiot box, aka the TV. Get lost on the internet. Okay? You can literally just not deal with yourself. You don't have to be in motion to ignore your situations, ignore the work you need to do on self. Just don't do it.
That was deep.
She said that's deep.
You ain't gotta go outside. I mean, but that's just how I think about things. Okay. I just feel like I know people who have passed away from contacting the disease. I know.
Yeah, I agree with you on the, you know, our whole lives is, you know, circled around being busy, being important,
mm-hmm. you know, doing all the things. And now it's like, how are you going to flex on Instagram when you're sitting in front of Netflix?
Hmm.
They finding a way.
Go to y'all. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So, like, I don't know. It's just, I wish people would just sit down. I would like to go outside by the fall, maybe.
Not after that house party. We ain't going nowhere. We are.
Imagine how many new cases going to come up after that.
A lot. Didn't they say Florida spiked 1,400?
Oh, because of the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's crazy, but I really, this is what people need to do, self-care. Because if you valued yourself
enough,
you would probably not do all of these things. I'm just saying.
You would probably sit down somewhere.
Sat down. S-A-D-D.
Sat down, in the words of my pastor. Sat down.
Well, how much longer you think we're going to have to sat down for?
Oh, at this rate, we're not going outside until after New Year's.
Oh, no.
Well, this is what I will say. This is why I say that. Let me tell you. I was talking to a friend today, and we talked about the fall, right? They said, because they extended Illinois, they extended the e-learning, said be prepared to e-learn even in the fall, right? And my friend brought up the point of flu season and COVID being out there. Like, yeah. It's about, I've heard from medical professionals that it's about 4 strands of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are about 4 strands of it and people won't sit down so it can stop mutating, right? Because my theory is that it keeps mutating. Why? Because people won't sit down.
Did you run that by Dr. Fauci?
Hey, he told me you might be on to something, but I can't say for sure. They're gonna make me get off the stage.
So what is the statistical significance on that one?
Listen, it makes sense. You know, common sense gets you a long way in the world. Okay.
I agree with that. Facts.
So they don't have a cure. No one I know is willing to take the vaccine. This ready made easy bake oven vaccine. Okay.
They showed up, did just pop out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
That a vaccine that they said was going to take 6 months to a year.
And now all of a sudden it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And they're about to spend $2 billion more on it, trying to perfect it when the stuff is not going to work. Right? Mm. So all of that stuff, right? So I just feel like they're going to continue to extend it because I feel like, especially like in states like Illinois and New York, where they're telling people to know we're going to shut everything down, they are concerned about lives being lost. The bottom line, Illinois already bankrupt, okay? The bottom line is what it is at this point. But if people keep dying, and you said you're losing people, and it's so easily transmittable, they don't know enough about it. So I hope it's not till January next year, but a part of me is like, it's going to change. I don't think we're going to be completely quarantined, but a part of me is like, I don't want to rush back outside. I'm going to treat it like the new iPhone.
Right.
I'm gonna let y'all play with it.
See how that works.
See how it works.
How that works for y'all.
There you go. What about y'all? What y'all think? How long y'all?
I kind of have a different perspective. I kind of feel like the states are gonna open because they did not know anything about this virus, that they put so much money into research, into antibodies and all of this, and in order for any of that to work, they have to have patients.
Oh, wow.
And so I feel like a lot of the states that put the most money into fighting COVID, they're opening up because they need you to get sick to do the research. How can they do research with empty beds?
Wow. Turn them loose.
That's crazy.
And the fact that it's affecting us more frequently than anybody else, they've experimented on us several. Let's just look into history, how many times we've been experimented on. And so that was really a good, you know, once they figured, okay, well, we know black and brown people are not going to sit down. They've made great guinea pigs in the past. So let's use them. They're opening up. And then if you look at the states that's being open, Georgia, they, you know, if you look at the population,
and what they're opening.
Beauty supplies, right. And things that, you know, speak to us and what we value, or what they think we value, which is really a smack in the face to think that we would rather have our hair done and be alive. But the beauty shops was popping. So I just think that we should be very careful as Black and brown people, and we shouldn't allow the government to tell us when we're comfortable. We should be, because they haven't been good to us. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. That part.
No, I agree. I don't plan to get the vaccine. Well, let me not say that. Scratch that from the record.
You could change your mind any moment. You're a woman. It's fine.
Well, I mean, I agree, right? You know, because when this all first started, they wanted to test the vaccine, I think, in Africa.
Right, of course.
And they had to shut that all down. So I agree. We have not been treated well. And they still continue to, like, slide back into really quickly. I do look at, like, where they're opening. And I think this is actually less about, like, treating us as guinea pigs and more about we can't afford y'all. We out of money. You got to go back to work. And it may be a combination of both things, but I think it's really more driven by economics. There's not enough money. And I think they're all figuring this out, that they know that this is, they know that we should probably stay closed for more weeks, right? But I don't, mm-hmm. our country was not built to sustain that. Like European countries, right, and things of that nature, you know, they take out 45% tax out of your pay. So you have national health care and, you know, free college and all that kind of stuff. And we're not set up that way. So this is going to crush us economically. And I think that's the bigger driver more than anything.
Okay. Okay. I think a little bit of both of them play. I don't think it's any one formula.
Yeah.
Because you said that too, Janae. I feel like it's very rude. We're all about economics in the United States, right? That's what we're built off of. We're a capitalist society. Mm-hmm. And people do have to get back to work. And I think that's when it comes to the corporations saying, okay, the ones that are big corporations that can afford to do it, right? Putting their people first, sitting them down, regardless if the states open up or not, right? Mm-hmm. Sit down. Be still. This is not okay. This is not okay.
Fat Al.
We're not okay, okay? We're just not all right.
Fat Al.
But I also think, once they made it when the media made it and highlighted the race part, and since that's what we in the States bite off of all the time, I think it was not surprising to me the first time I heard that. Yes, we're going to be the most affected because we are the most disenfranchised group of people, we being Black. Mm-hmm. So we have the higher rates of heart disease. We have the higher rates of diabetes and all these things that the virus attacks first, right? It attacks your lungs. It attacks your kidneys. It attacks your heart. It's been known to cause strokes and brain aneurysms and things like that. They're not reporting on as much because they're not as largely reported right now. So it's all of those things. And Kisha, I definitely thought about the lane of, the reason why I'm not taking the vaccine is because you're not going to use me as your guinea pig. Mm-hmm. Right? Henrietta Lacks. We can go back to the CG experiment. We can go do a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just, I'm not going to, that's why I won't even do my DNA, because they can take your DNA and they can sell it to the pharmaceutical people. Right? So I'm like, I don't want to trace it no more.
I thought I was the only person who was like, not doing it.
Not doing it. No. So I get all of that. I think it's a multitude of things. And I'm going to tell y'all one thing that frustrates me. Because true to form, and I just feel like they do this to people of color, specifically Black people all the time, they highlight the hell out the negative things as if we're mm-hmm. the only group of people doing it.
Doing it. When that lakefront was popping, it wasn't none of us there.
You can't tell me that people are not congregating and doing the same things. Now, I'm not advocating for any of it. It's all stupid. I'll go on record. At me if you want to. It's stupid. Okay? You're freaking dumb. But the lens of it all, you know what I mean? The perpetuation of a certain type of person. Because all my people stay in the house. We ain't congregating. If we ain't been congregating, we ain't congregating. So that's the part that really irks me about it. And I hate that it's really scary, and it's caused me a certain level of anxiety. it's caused a certain level of anxiety for me, because I'm always in between trying to act like life is normal and realizing that we're in the middle of a pandemic, right? So every time I have to go out to the store, I get a high level of anxiety.
Me too.
I didn't even check my mail yesterday. I was like, wait, my gloves are getting low. Do I need to check my mail today?
Wow. And see, I'm just like out here. Like, I done had Corona, Heineken, H1N1, swine flu, Ebola, chicken pox. Since I'm on an airplane every week, I've had all the things meshed into one. And I'm just like, whatever.
I am the vaccine.
You're right. Actually. I was like, you really want my antibodies? You really want them?
Yes. So yeah. So for me, how I'm dealing with the anxiety is I'm trying to limit the times I have to go through it. Right. I'm definitely doing the hygienic practices that they've suggested. Like, I'm washing my hands like nobody's business. I keep a can of Lysol in my car like it's a water bottle.
Where did you get Lysol?
Contraband.
I found it under my sink after panicking that I didn't have any. Look at God. Okay. But my friend's mama sent him a care package the other day. He had Lysol in there. I was like, really?
I saw some Lysol. I wish y'all tell me where to get some Lysol.
I can't get Lysol. Listen, or wipes.
Everybody who ain't never bought a wipe a day in their life went out and bought all the wipes. I do not.
And that's, I'm like, if y'all have been doing this all along, we wouldn't even be in this predicament. So that's why I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, as a person who gets on an airplane every week, I see you coming out the bathroom with no shoes on, knowing that that floor is just layered in all types of nasty. I've seen people sneeze in their hands and put them in the pockets of the airplane. So I'm like, now all of a sudden you want to wash your hands for 20 seconds with hot water? Like, where was that a month ago when you was walking out the bathroom in the airplane with no shoes on and didn't want to touch everything? Where was your vigilance then?
There was none.
And now here we are.
Toilet
paperless, Lysolless, people drinking Clorox. It's anarchy.
Anarchy. It's proof on Facebook. I have a post that says, "Does anyone else think that we're part of the left behind?"
Listen,
I don't really know. But no, so I try to limit the times I go out and have that type of exposure. I'm intentional about connecting with people, like via Zoom or some other way, like even if it's just a text message or a call, but connecting with my people, right? And staying prayerful, if I'm honest with you, about like, that's how I'm trying to counter the anxiety of it all.
I think that's a good list.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
So, you know me, I'm just prayerful. I'm believing in God. I'm believing that, you know, and I'm actually... It's going to sound crazy.
No.
I'm actually enjoying the fact that I have an opportunity to be more creative than I've been. I think that for so long, you know, it's just like the hustle, the bustle, let's go. Let me speak here. Let me do that. But I've been intentionally trying to create things that I would not have done had I not been set down. And so I think that, you know, and I also am learning to appreciate what I have right here instead of always going to look for some kind of stimuli. Like, you know, I'm really appreciating my house. I'm really appreciating my backyard. I'm appreciating, you know, like my neighborhood. You know, my husband goes and walks every morning. And every morning he comes back and he tell me about a new house that he saw because he's going. And I appreciate his intentionality in, you know, just seeing things differently than what we've done when we just always on the go.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, I love that. And it resonates with me because I have spent so many times now just looking out my window or going on my front porch and looking at the birds out there. And they've been beautiful birds. And I mean, I'm that girl. I like to look at nature from a distance, safe distance. It's so very serene. I can go and look out my door, and it feels like I'm light years from everything else, just the way my way it's set up. But these birds and just how they've been just talking to each other and building and just going about life, right? And that's been a relief for me. I haven't gone on any walks yet because, you know, people scare me.
Girl.
Right now. But I'm going to do some stuff in the house. I'm going to walk my miles in the house. But no, that getting out and being present to that and being present just to the opportunity to say, hey, let me take this break real quick and go sit on the front porch and just experience nature. I get it.
I love it. Y'all are so introspective.
Why would you? So first of all, it's forced because we can't do nothing else
but sat down.
Just be honest. It took a pandemic for us. The whole damn pandemic before. So I appreciate somewhere that I've lived for 16 years, but okay.
And now she just
right. It took a now I love my house.
Just took a global crisis. That's all.
You know, that's all.
No, you know, I've actually really had to find the humor in things. I think as a society, we always take things too seriously. And while a global pandemic and mass death is not funny, I think there's humor that can be found in the little things. A president who's telling you to drink bleach. you know, some of the mass, alternatives that I've seen, scuba gear, hazmat suits. That's funny.
Hilarious.
So I really like, I've always kind of like, when times have gotten really tough and in my darkest moments, I've always had to find the funny, and this has provided a lot of content. This has provided a lot of content for my stand-up routine because people are really funny, especially in a crisis.
Did y'all catch it? Stand up routine?
No.
All right. Caught it.
I caught it.
One day.
Well, you know what? So Kisha did not mention this on our right now, but one of the things that this has done was brought family closer together. And one of the things I'm uber excited about. It's her grandson's book
that was dropped. It dropped. Yay. It dropped last week. I mean, what day was that? It dropped Thursday, I believe. Yes.
Can you just tell the people a little bit about that, please?
So my grandson, he is very behavior challenged.
AKA bad.
Listen, we all have our moments.
And while he's had to be at home, more often than before, when I would talk to him, he would tell me about different things he read. He wanted to show me his bookshelf. And so I thought that it would be a great idea that, because what I was afraid is that he would lose it once, he can get back to doing a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's also very, I felt like he was addicted to video games. And so I wanted to do something that would allow him, number one, to leave his footprints in the world, but also give him something that he felt like he had accomplished. Mm. And I thought once that he had started really reading a lot, a book would be great. And so we actually wrote and published a children's book together about the first day of school. And it was really good because I really just went into it to do something for him. But the more that he talked about it, me being a psychologist, I realized how many children actually feel the same thing that he felt, how you go from being very excited to being fearful, the bullying and all of the things that take place in what we consider big boy, he called it the big boy school. So the name of the book is KJ Goes to Big Boy School. And he found comfort in a familiar face. He didn't know that his cousin would be attending the school too. So once his cousin got there, he really started to really like the school, and he didn't feel so, he didn't want to go back to the daycare after he saw her. And so we kind of got a 24-page book together and pictures and the whole nine, and he a whole boss because I literally he approved everything before it went in the book, every single thing. and he was so excited. And I just think that for me, just knowing that this is going to contribute to his reading, I think that's going to be great, because now he wants to do a live book reading.
That is awesome.
Come through.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So cool. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Send me the link, please, because we're going to post that and I'm going to send it out. We're going to get this talking about that. So that was birth from a crisis, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about not so much being so present to what you came and what you done, what you're sacrificing, to being present to the possibilities of what can happen.
Yeah.
Right? Like, literally, what can happen? What can happen? This podcast was birthed out of this space, right? Kisha's grandson's book. And just, I don't know, just people reconnecting. I read something that said social distancing is the wrong term for what we're doing. And if we look at it, we're not actually social distancing. We're physically distancing from each other. But what this time has done has really forced a lot of us to get in more relationship with each other, right? And to improve relationship standings. If you couldn't stand somebody before, you're probably a little more patient with them right now.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I'm just speaking my truth. I'm a little patient with some people, a little more.
Not real sure about that one.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I was like, well, it is a pandemic.
Yeah, I still can't stand the same people that I couldn't stand before, and some new folks.
Some new folks.
But I will say that it is, I think I've talked to my family more than I have, you know, probably since my grandmother died. Like, I've talked to my brother almost daily. My brother lives in Durban, South Africa. And so just to be able to, you know, now he shut down, I'm shut down, we all shut down. We've done so many Zooms and house parties and sing-alongs and karaoke. So I think it's been great on that, in that aspect.
Yes, that's good. That's real good. Then you mentioned, like, so like Kisha's family is just the bomb to me right now, because it's like 300 of y'all on a Zoom call.
That's a massive Zoom call.
It's not 300. It's about 30.
It might as well be 300.
Might as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Janaea? What is up with your socially connecting? Because that's like probably more.
So every Friday I have a Zoom call with my friends here in Chicago. My parents, I don't Zoom with them. Every once in a while I'll FaceTime, but my mom can't seem to like hold the phone like at the right. I'm like, why am I always looking like up your nose or at the top of your head? So I gave up on that. But with friends, we have Zoom. And then, as you know, I am getting my beloved puppy on Saturday. And so, Bo and I will be pandemic besties.
Yes.
And so, since we have nothing better to do, we will get potty trained and learn some tricks so that when we get let out, you know.
Let out.
We don't have to sit down no more. We'll be ready to go.
When we open back up,
we'll be ready to go. He'll know some tricks.
Yes. That's cool. I'm excited about Bo. Don't forget to let me know when the shower is.
I'm literally working on the invitation right now.
So my social connecting. Let me see. I've tried to socially connect with my 19, soon to be 20-year-old.
How's that going?
Mm-mm. It's not really
going.
<Mm-mm>.
Nope.
You're like, mm-mm. 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 I'm like, come on, don't you want to watch a movie? I bought Bad Boys 3. I bought it. Okay? I'm like, this should be good. He loves comedians. I love comedians. That's action comedy.
Sleep.
A good sleep.
That's funny.
Good sleep, Jesus. But yesterday we did something. We've done this about 2 or 3 times now, where we just go for a ride, right? So yesterday, we went for a ride. We made a couple of stops. I went to the Starbucks that was open. I was so excited to get that.
Where are you trying to open Starbucks at?
Oh, it's one about my house.
I need to get on that.
Yeah, but it's 5 minutes.
Yeah, because you're downtown. It's only drive ups.
Drive ups. I don't want to go there. But yeah, so I went to Starbucks, sat in that line. I'm like, what else do we have to do? Nothing. We just sit in the line. Literally nothing. We went to our favorite Mexican place. They had drive up, and then we just drove from Summit to, we ended up in Elmhurst or somewhere, places I had never been, never driven there before.
That's cool.
So we just did that, circle back, and just, it was a beautiful day. You know what I mean? To get some fresh air. Surely I could have taken a walk, but that does not seem like it's in my repertoire. But the drive was good. So doing stuff like that. And then my friends and I, we have an 11 a.m. FaceTime call. It's about 4 of us almost every day. And their husbands have gotten in on it. It's just been a fun, good time. We're together. The group, we usually always together doing something socially. So it's been good.
I got my husband to help me with a project outside. I'm winning.
Right? You need to,
I am winning.
Tell everybody else how they do that.
Winning. I am winning. I think he just was bored.
Hey, get him.
Whatever works.
No sports?
Whatever works. He helped me outside hang my lights.
Yay. I'm going to have to stop by next time I'm over in the city.
Yeah.
No, I live in Egypt. Oh, no.
See, this is a good time for you to start looking at something closer. A little bit less far than Egypt, maybe.
Egypt ain't that bad though. It's really not. And where else I'm gonna get birds like this? Just out there, being all serene and stuff.
She said fair.
So I think this was our intro, y'all. How did y'all think it could win? I liked it.
I think I have some good topics.
Good stuff. Take care of yourselves. Do not let nobody tell you drink poison.
And don't go to no house parties.
Don't do that.
None. That's not fun. If y'all can't be 6 feet away with mask on and maybe a hazmat suit, sit down.
That's all you asking.
Sit down, I say. Sit down. That's all I'm asking. Just sit down. It's okay. Go for a drive. It'll cure it. I promise. If you get out and go for a drive on a nice day, it will cure.
I think people need to think about in 2021, that's going to be the time for the party. So I think 2020 is a wash. The rest of this year, you might as well just call it, it's done. But New Year's 2021, fresh start. It's going to be on.
But it's going to be so different.
You're going to be on and popping with your mask
on. It's going to be a fresh start. I'm sorry. I digress. I digress. Yes. It's going to be a new start.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to keep it positive.
Yes, I'm trying. I'm sorry. I failed right then. My bad. Because all my anxiety creeped up. I was like, wait. So I like to go out with a call to action to the girl that part listeners, and just asking you all to do something for yourself, really practical, right? One, especially during this time, something that you can do to just love on you and take care of yourself. Because I know a lot of people are taking care of everybody else, especially now that we're at home. Some people are cooking more than they cooked before, right? you're doing all this stuff. You're really caregivers now. Before, you could punt it a little bit. And now you're really just all about it because we are being domesticated. Maybe that was the Lord's plan.
Oh, so now you're going to set me back after all this. I spent a lot of money to be a feminist and burn bras.
You can still burn
them. Put a mask on if you don't.
I was going to say, if you're going outside, to burn yourself.
Put a mask on. That might be your self-care. But whatever we choose to do, just do it and do it in love to yourself because you're the only you got. All right, till next time. I'm Lori Angeli.
I'm Dr. Keisha Roberts-Tab.
Janaea. Jay.
Peace out, y'all.